Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I'm a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is how to end the chore war in your home. But before we get started, I want to let you know I have a free, private Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Just search The Happy Wives Community in the Facebook search bar, or head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also on my website, you will find a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. So it's kind of like a solution tool. So maybe if you've got a problem that keeps creeping up in your marriage, this could help you find a different solution that might work better for you. So just visit my website to download it. All right, let's dive in and talk about how to end the chore war in your home. So my client Lisa came to me with an interesting controversy about one particular, albeit small, household chore that was causing her marriage much stress. The chore was ironing. Her husband hated ironing, she hated ironing. Neither one of them thought that they were good at ironing. Lisa had this old internal, old-fashioned voice inside her head that told her that she should be ironing for her husband. She saw her mom iron for her dad, and she knows that her mother-in-law irons for her husband. And so she assumed that she was supposed to iron for her husband, and she assumed that her husband thought that she should iron for him. But Lisa is one of those girls that barely irons her own clothes. And she works from home, so she's not a lot of ironing really necessary in her eyes, she said. And she doesn't feel like she has a lot of extra time just because she works from home, because when she's not taking care of her kids, she's working. So she left the ironing to her husband. She let him do his own ironing. But every time her husband picked up that blessed iron, he ended up swearing and getting totally frustrated. And this was hard for Lisa because of her internal beliefs that we mentioned, that she thought she should be the one doing the ironing. And she felt this dagger go in her heart every time she heard her husband get angry about it, because she was worried that his frustration and anger was aimed at her and not the act of the ironing. So part of her felt bad, like she should iron for him, but another part of her just thought that he needs to be responsible for his own ironing, just like she was responsible for hers. And some of her thoughts around this were, he doesn't iron my clothes, why should I iron his? Well, that makes sense, right? And she also thought, we are in this 50-50. I work just as hard around here all day as he does at work. And so this is where Lisa had it wrong. Marriage is not about it being 50-50. Marriage is about teamwork and being in it 100-100. It's not his work and her work, it's our work. And when we view our marriage as a team, we both put in 100% of the effort that is needed to take care of our family and our home. This is the only way to bring peace to the chore war. So this silent rift went on between Lisa and her husband for years. She said like 10 years. They never really talked about it. It was just an experience that kept happening over and over again. Isn't that interesting? They never talked about it. They just like let it simmer there. So Lisa did try to do things though to kind of help make it easier on her husband for ironing. One time she suggested that he look for a tutorial video on YouTube, and he did that. He's all about helping himself and learning how to do things. He did it, but she said it didn't really seem to help. And so then another idea she had at another point in time was to buy him a new iron and ironing board. She thought that would help ease the burden of ironing. I don't know, you might be laughing as I'm telling you this. It does sound kind of funny. But it wasn't funny to her. She was really struggling with this. So her husband was excited about the new ironing board and iron, and he hoped it would help, but it only helped a little bit. And you know, those things wear off really fast. So he still got frustrated when he ironed. So I guess it is pretty funny how Lisa was trying everything to help him, except actually doing the ironing for him. She really didn't want to do it, but this problem was lingering. Think about how much it must have been in the back of her mind. So Lisa brought this to me during one of our sessions. And as she and I were talking about it, she realized it was time to come clean. She needed to open up communication with her husband on this issue. Even though it was small, it was pestery and just really causing lots of underneath feelings and beliefs coming to the top for her. So she was worried that it was eating at her husband too, and not just her, and that it could be an issue that could harm their marriage if it went unaddressed any longer. So in order to prepare to talk about her husband on this issue, I had her write out what she wanted to say, make some bullet points of what she wanted to say so that she'd be able to remember everything that was important to her. That takes the stress level down when you are having a conversation. If you're that kind of a person, some of us do need to write things down so that we know we're going to be able to say what's important to us. And so things you want to write down are, you know, what's the problem, like naming the problem that's going on, writing your feelings down about it without placing blame on anyone else for your feelings or for the way things are. Definitely you don't want to place blame. And then maybe offering a suggestion or two for how the problem could be solved and let the dialogue go from there. So Lisa did that and she found a time to talk to her husband and she told him that she had this old-fashioned internal belief that she should be ironing for him, but said she just really strongly did not want to. She said it was an internal conflict for her because she wanted to be a good wife. But was this something she had to do to be a good wife? What about all the other things that she does? This was just really holding her back from believing that she was a good wife. And so she told him that she was worried that he assumed the job should be hers too, and that he was irritated with her. She didn't want this to linger on any longer if there was feelings of irritation there. And she also told him it felt like a dagger in her heart when she heard him get frustrated about ironing, because she thought the swear words were aimed at her because she wasn't doing the ironing for him. So she got her, you know, her thoughts out and her feelings out and noticed none of this is blaming him. And then next she said that she has a compromise to offer him. She said she didn't want this ironing to be her responsibility, but she wouldn't mind dropping the shirts off at the dry cleaners and picking them up for him if that would work for him. And guess what? You know, he was a tiny bit resistant at first because he doesn't like to spend unnecessary money. But at this point, it sounded so good to him to get that off his plate and just let someone else take care of it. And he was really appreciative of her coming to him and sharing her feelings and offering to take this burden off of his plate. And so as a result of her finally opening up conversation on this, the problem was solved. And it was a bonding moment for both of them. They got to become closer as a couple because they understood each other better and solved a problem together. And peacefully, I might add. So where we want to go from here is, first, I would like to acknowledge that you might think this ironing chore is a very small chore. And it is. But what I want you to realize is that most marriages don't end in divorce because of the big, huge, scary things. They end up in divorce because of 100 little things like this one, 100 little daily things that we do that might rub our partner the wrong way because we're not communicating clearly about it or not being open about our feelings and we're just shoving things under the rug and not dealing with them. It's 100 little things that are going to drive your marriage apart, not necessarily the big, huge things. Also, another disclaimer, I am not suggesting that every chore problem can be outsourced, like they decided with their dry cleaners, although that would be so nice if we could do it that way. I'm sure we would all love that. There is, of course, a cost to doing it that way. But that's the solution that Lisa and her husband came up with. But I still think we can learn some very important things from Lisa's story to take to our own marriages. And one of those lessons is about communication. Lisa should have been more honest with her husband a long time ago, but she wasn't because she was afraid to rock the boat and she was afraid to get stuck doing a chore that she hated. And so instead, she just kind of let this pattern simmer and repeat itself for more than 10 years and cause her worry and stress. And who knows what would have happened if she would have tried to address it sooner. I don't know. It might not have gone so well. But she addressed it, and the issue is now out in the open, and it makes it easier for both of them to be honest. And a solution was easily discovered. And I think part of that is because of how she addressed it, with sharing her thoughts and feelings without placing blame. That's where a lot of conversations can really go wrong. So the other lesson that I want to point out is the teamwork. Just this idea that marriage is 100-100. It's not 50-50. Our families and our homes are 100% both of our responsibilities. So it's fitting that we both put in 100% of the effort for taking care of whatever it is that needs to get done, whether it's helping the kids with homework or taking the dog for a walk or cleaning the sink or doing the laundry. As a couple, we are a team. We are responsible for 100% of the work and figuring out how best to do it within our own framework. I think this also alleviates that need for the chores to be split exactly 50-50. Sometimes that will happen, yes. But different couples will find different split levels that work for them at different points in their lives. And even sometimes on a daily basis, things might change, right? But when we approach our marriage and the chores with an attitude of teamwork, we can feel gracious about jumping in and picking up the slack for our spouse. And we can do it without resentment, because we are serving our teammate and we know he would do the same for us. So in this way, we are both giving and receiving love and grace, and we need both of those things. We both partners in the marriage need both of those things. So when we show up unified in this way, we make our marriage stronger and more resilient and less likely to be the victim of hundreds of little hurts. I wonder if you could take this approach to a chore war that you might be having in your home. Take some time to think about what a 100-100 approach would look like and talk to your husband about it. Talk about it without placing blame and see where it goes. If you will approach these chore challenges like this, there won't be a chore war in your home anymore. It's just going to feel so much more like teamwork, and you are going to have a lot less stress and a lot less worry, and everything will be a lot more peaceful. So I know sometimes it feels easier said than done. Let me know if you need help. I appreciate you listening today, and I hope that this was helpful and inspirational. Please let me know if you have any specific questions. Also remember, I have a free marriage makeover guide to help you fix challenges in your marriage. These chore wars would be a perfect opportunity to use this marriage makeover guide. So visit my website, tinaheisman.com, to download your copy for free. Also, join us in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. And remember, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching, so stop by my website or email me to learn more if you need a little extra hand-holding on your journey to improving your marriage. Have an awesome day. Talk to you next week.